Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Tired of financial headaches? Are late nights spent balancing books instead of building your business? You need Labora Lee Bookkeeping. We take the stress out of your finances. Labora Lee Bookkeeping offers expert solutions for all your needs. Precise bookkeeping, efficient payroll, and comprehensive tax preparation. We empower small businesses with accurate financial insights, helping them make smart decisions and achieve greater profitability. Stop stressing and start succeeding. Contact Labora Lee Bookkeeping today for a free financial assessment. That's Labora Lee Bookkeeping. Get back to business. Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976, allowances made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this video and on the Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel do not necessarily reflect the opinion of our and Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel. All topics are for entertainment purposes only. TVMA viewer discretion is advised. All commentary is alleged.
Hey, welcome to the show. It is me, your girl Labora Lee, aka Cat Lee Ant. Meow. Yeah, you have now turned into Ambitiously the Podcast. Welcome back to Ambitiously the Podcast. We got a lot to discuss this evening, and I felt like it was only fitting for us to discuss this thing. That we're about to discuss. I said things, but not things, but before I get started, let me say some things. First things first is just join the conversation. You could do that by calling in, shooting a text message, or dropping a comment. If you're calling in or shooting a text message, the number is 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. Or you could just drop the comment. If you text or drop a comment, it'll be read out loud. If you drop a comment, it'll be live on the screen. Listen, before I do this, let me just say this. There's a lot of ways for you to get in contact with me. Pick one. I'm going to show you. Get back to you. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I will. But if you need a nudge, just in case you need a nudge, little nudge, hit us up, contact@ambitiouslyent.com, contact@ambitiouslyent.com, or you get us up on our Gmail account, which is ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Again, ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. While you're over there, join the coffee community so we can really have, you know, big conversation, but whatever. I tell y'all this all of the time. It'll be on the screen all night long. So just, well, not all night long because I'm not going to be here all night long, but for the remainder of the show. We can get, they are greatly appreciated in advance. Thank you. Yeah, let me make sure there's nothing else I want to say for right now. Nope, I think we've covered everything. So today is the wiretap. First, I want to address one thing before we get into the thing. My partner in good is not here. He's not feeling too well right now. I'm not going to get into the details, although I know them. You won't know them because that is none of your business. But I will say that I am wishing him a healthy recovery. To find out today, you know, what he's going through is like crazy to me. Like, I don't like it. I hope and pray that he feels better soon. So get well, Doc. Get well soon. Now, I need him to get better ASAP. Not for the sake of this show, but just I want him to get better. Like, I don't like when people that, you know, I care about are not feeling too hot. So, yeah, get well soon, Doc. Anyway, let's get to the stuff. Some things at hand. So today, we're tapping into a very specific high-stakes signal from the music industry. It's a battle being fought by two legends who've paved the way for women in hip-hop. But who are now locked into a grueling legal, scrimmage. To reclaim their own legacy. And so we need to talk about it. This is the wiretap. It is. We're listening in on an ongoing fight between Salt and Pepper, which is Cheryl Salt James and Sandra Pepper Deaton. And the behemoth that is Universal Music Group, you know, UMG, who we've been having a lot of legal situations with them lately, which is crazy. Like, the more battles we go through, the crazier it gets. But when you think Salt and Pepper, right, you think the classics like Push It or Shoop, or let's talk about Schmacks, because I can't say that on this channel. I don't want to get in trouble. YouTube always gets me. They have an incredible catalog. Incredible catalog, a legacy that literally Rock and roll is Rock and Roll Hall of Fame worthy, which they were inducted into over the weekend. But today, a significant part of the music is actually off the streaming platforms, which is like insane to me. Insane. Like, what if I wanted to go listen to Push It right now? I can't even listen to it. Guess why? Because we're going through this stuff. But why? Why is it off the music streams? Because the battle over master recordings is getting ugly. This isn't just about money, as one would perceive. It's about ownership, respect, and the fundamental right of a creator to control their art, which I get and I wholeheartedly understand. Like, I don't want anybody else being in control over something that I create. That's nuts. I mean, you know, when you get into the record business, first and foremost, that's how it goes. But there is a certain amount of time that it should switch over to the creative or the artist, so to speak. But let's get into the core conflict 35 years later. So the root of this entire dispute is a landmark piece of legislation. Section 203 of the U.S. Copyright Act of 1976. We've talked about ambition on this show before, and this law is a lifeline to artists who, in their ambitious early career hustle, had to sign away their rights to the recordings. Unfortunately, and I told you, that's just how it goes. The law basically says that after 35 years, which I said is a certain amount of time before you can get your master's back, creators who transfer their copyright can serve a notice to get those rights back. They can. It's a second chance for legacy artists who sign unfavorable deals back and when they had very little leverage. Salt and Pepper formed in 1985. Their first album, Hot, Cool, and Vicious, dropped in 1986. By 2022, they had filed those all-important notices of termination to UMG, aiming to reclaim the rights to their earliest, most iconic works. Check this out. They did what the law permitted. They were ready to take full ownership of their art and their legacy. But UMG said no. Of course they did. Of course they did. The core issue, UMG claims the recordings fall under a major exception in copyright law, that the music was a work made for hire. If it's a work for hire, the label is considered the original author. Right? Right? This is the loopholes that we go through, which is crazy. So they're saying that the label is considered like the original author of the works because they were under the, work for hire situation, which is so, man. All right, work made for hire. It's a work. It's a work for hire, the label considers is considered the original author, and the artists have no termination rights. Now, as Salt and Pepper argues, their original agreement makes it crystal clear that they are not works for hire. That's what they said. They argued they created original musical works, and this exception shouldn't apply to them. This is a legal knife fight that is now in federal court. Crazy, y'all. Crazy, 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 crazy. This is crazy. So the escalation, retaliation, and the big pull. Let's get to that. This is where the story pivots from the standard legal dispute to a chilling industry warning. According to the lawsuit filed by Cheryl James and Sandra Deaton, UMG didn't just refused to honor the termination notice. They allegedly engaged in a calculated act of retaliation. Child. So between May and July of 2024, the first two albums were suddenly removed from streaming sites. That's how UMG got their get back. Think about that though. Think about it. Hits like Push It and Assault with a Deadly Pepper were just gone from Spotify. Just disappeared. Apple Music disappeared. And other major platforms just disappeared. In the US. Like, it's crazy. The duo alleges that this was UMG's way of holding their rights hostage. A misguided attempt to tank the value of their catalog and punish them for daring to assert their legal rights. UMG, on the other hand, claims that they had repeated attempts to resolve the matter and offered mediation. I wonder what kind of mediation they would have for this type of dispute, though. But let's get back to it. I wonder, though. I have, y'all know I always got questions. I got questions. But the effect for Salt and Pepper is devastating. Lost royalties, a disruption of their legacy, and a clear message to any other artist thinking of using the 35-year rule. So unfair. Dang, that's unfair. When the music is pulled, fans can't stream it, and the artists lose their cultural visibility and revenue that comes from the continuous play. They're fighting for their right to control the art that defined a generation. Period. That's what the fight is for. It's not just about the money for them. So the bigger picture and ambitious takeaway. This case is a spotlight on a systematic imbalance of power in the music business. It echoes similar termination battles fought by artists like Prince and more recently even acts like the Allman Brothers Band. The labels as big corporations have vested financial interests, which they have, in maintaining control of valuable master recordings forever. Like, they're not trying to let them go. They use every legal argument they can, with work for hire being the biggest shield. That's how they get you. But Salt and Pepper are not backing down. They said, nah, we fighting this to the end. And they said, no. They're not just fighting for their own catalog. They're fighting to establish a crucial precedent. It tells the music machine that artists, even decades later, have a right to reclaim their creativity and their business. This is the ultimate lesson in ambitious long game planning. It is not just about an initial hit record. It's about building a legacy that you can call your own, or that you can own. Salt and Pepper is showing us that sometimes achieving their ownership, true ownership, means that you have to push it all the way to the courtroom. No pun intended. Sorry. Well, definitely the pun was definitely intended. Unfortunately, a lot of artists go through this type of thing. Like, even down to your Jay-Z's, he does not own all of the rights to one of the greatest albums that he's ever created, in my opinion, which is Reasonable Doubt. But That's not the label. That's because he owns a portion. Biggs owns a portion. And Dane, well, he doesn't anymore, but he did own a portion of that catalog. So, you know, like, it happens to artists all the time. It is most unfortunate that this happens to artists all the time. Again, we mentioned Prince. You know that whole slave thing that he had going on for a minute? That was a part of it. Even your, like, your biggest artists have all gone through this. And at the end of the day, again, as a creative, as an artist, you want to own your own catalog. You want to be able to, you know, market it yourself or remarket it yourself and take hold of what you feel belongs to you, which it does. You created the music. That is your voice on these records. It is you going on tour to perform these records, which made them popular. That is you going to these interviews that you probably don't feel like going to promote these records. Yeah, they put the money behind it, but they also made a lot of money behind these records. So then my question that I pose is, when is it your time to get money off of said records? When is it your turn to reap the benefit? When is it your turn? And they keep holding on to it. And let me tell you another underhanded thing that they do. And may he rest in peace, because I don't wish anybody's demise. But this is something that even Ashanti was going through with Irv Gotti more recently, which is she wanted the stems for her records. She wants ownership of the pieces that she created or helped create, because he helped create them too. He was the producer for a lot of her records. And he said no. And it's unfortunate. Now, she could re-record the records, but she can't re-record them in the same way that she recorded them originally. So they won't sound the same, which means they won't have the sound, the same effect that the original record had. There are so many ways that they get over it. And then what they do, another thing that they do, is that they will sell your catalog off before they give you your rights back. That's happened a lot too. And what they'll say to you is, well, if you can pay me what they're gonna pay me, then you can have your right. I mean, you can get it. And actually, another artist who's gone through that type of thing, that particular type of thing, is Mace. When he went to Puffy to get his publishing rights and all of that stuff back from Puffy, Puffy said, no, if you can pay me more than this said corporation or company or these people can pay me, then you can get it back. But if you can't pay me that, then no, I'm selling it to them. And legally, they have the right to. But in this situation, UMG has owned their Salt and Pepper's rights for 35 years now. They haven't sold it. They still have ownership of it. And so what they're saying is, like, all right, we've gotten past the 35-year thing. Can we actually, now we want our rights to our original works? And they're saying no. It was a work for hire situation. And they're saying, nah, we understood what we, and I think this is basically what they're saying. We understood what we were getting into originally when we, signed, well, they didn't. I don't think any of the artists from back in the day, anybody from the 80s and the 90s, I don't think any of them, except for a chosen few, and those are the ones that, like, get deep into the game and are well connected. But I don't think anybody from, like, the 80s or anything like that understood what they were getting into. All they knew was, we're getting signed to a label, we're about to be famous. In their minds, we're about to make all this money. And the reality of that is, you don't make as much, like, you make your money from touring. You don't really make the money from the album. So the label does. And any money that you spend for these promotions, for the marketing, for the things through the label is a loan. It's not an actual, like, you don't, that money, the advancements for arts is supposed to go towards those things, the marketing, the promotion, paying lawyers and things of that nature. And it's an advance. An advance is a loan. So now you got to get out there and they have to recoup their money. Now, here's the thing with this particular case is that we know that UMG has recouped their money a zillion times off of Salt and Pepper alone. We know that they recouped their money. But at the end of the day, there was that loophole. They couldn't say anything. They had to wait 35 years just to get their rights back. And now they're here, and UMG is like, nah, this is ours. We're the author of it. And I'm quite sure. I'm gonna look that up real quick. I'm more than certain. Let me see something. I'm going to find out real quick because I need to know. When it comes down to writer's credit, do they... are they written down as the writers, or are they, is UMG the writers? So I got questions, and you know I got to do the research. I need to know. All right, let's see. Let me see. We got the second album here. And actually that album, that record, was actually under the label Next Plateau. But I'm more than certain that that is a UMG subsidiary. I see personnel. Of course, Herbie Lovebug was the producer. They tell the artwork. I don't know who is the artwork, but they don't say who the writers are. So that is the question. The album title was Russ Parr. You know, the photographer, they talk about who that is. Cover, design, and concept, they talk about who does that. But what they don't talk about is who the writers were on this particular project, which is crazy. Let's see. For the very first album, again, the label Next Plateau, talk about the studio, producer Herbie Lovebug, of course. But let's see if we can go down to this part. Let me see. I'm gonna get the facts on this because I need to know. And they don't tell that here either. So this is a debatable argument in court, and I think that's why they feel like they have a fight. Because hold on, I'm gonna find out. I need to know. Sorry. And it's like, let's be real for a second, right? Let's be real. We know that nobody in the label wrote those songs. Like, they didn't write the lyrics to those songs. If anything, I could say a lot of other people, I could probably say maybe Herbie might have played a part in the lyrics to the song. But we know that UMG did not write those songs. Okay, here we go. So for Push It, they got the writer as, hold on, the songwriter as Herbie. Like I said, and Ray Davis. Like I said, we know that they didn't write those songs. Let me see. For Tramp, the song Tramp. Luel Fusion and Jimmy McCracklin. So, this is one of those sticky situations. I don't know how it's going to turn out, what the outcome is going to be, but what I do know is that it's a sticky situation. It is. It's a very sticky situation. So we'll be keeping a very close eye on this case. I mean, close eye on this case as it moves through federal court. The outcome will shape the future of every recording artist's hopes and hoping to reclaim their masters, which is a very, very hard feat for all artists. It's not easy. It's not an easy thing for...
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
That to happen, it never has been an easy thing for it to happen. It's always been a fight to death for that to happen. This is why artists like Prince had his protest. This is why even a Michael Jackson was going through what he went through. And the whole thing is, he had the Beatles catalog. He owned it, but that was a problem even there. You feel me? Then he went through the whole thing with Sony and Tommy Mottola and all of that stuff. So it's a very, very hard feat for people. And it's unfortunate. But in the meantime, I show our support for these pioneers. Like I said, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend, which is a thing. Which is the whole thing. Oh, whatever. I'm sorry. I had to look and see what's going on. It was a thing. But here's the thing. And let's make sure their influence is heard, because it's very important to all artists all over. Even if their music is temporarily silenced on certain platforms. Now, let me say this too. I was thinking about this and it just came back to mind. Just talking about Salt and Pepper. You know I gotta play devil's advocate, right? You know I gotta play devil's advocate. I have to. I have no choice. And sometimes I think that sometimes karma comes to kick us in the butt in ways that we could not imagine. It'll come and just kick you right in the butt. And you'd be like, what? Especially if you're out here doing people wrong. So I pose this question too, which is, do you think, although she was there when they were inducted, and I love that for her and them, because that's the right way it should be, but there was a long battle with the second Spinderella, because there was an original when they first came out at the first record, right? And then they got a second Spinderella, and she spent the whole entire time with them that they were doing their thing in the music industry. And then at some point in time, the argument came up about her actually being a part of Salt and Pepper. And when you think about Salt and Pepper, you definitely think about Spinderella, right? So then I thought about it, like, was that karma, like, this, what they're going through right now with UMG, is that karma for what they tried to do with her? Because they tried to say she wasn't a part of the group. But if you remember Salt and Pepper, you remember Spinderella. Every tour they went on, she was on tour with them. Every music video they did, she did with them. Even to the point where they were dancing, she was there. So at the end of the day, maybe, is this karma? Like, I need to, is this karma? I got questions. I need to know. But who knows? Who knows? And I don't know, but something to ponder. All right, it's time for me to get into these love notes. It's just something to ponder. Because I think about that sometimes when it comes to karma. Like, it works. It happens. You don't never know when karma's going to come and kick you in the butt. You never, ever, ever, ever know. You just don't know. So, that's my question, too. Is this karma? Or, you know, what is this? But anyway. I don't know. Is this karma? It is time for me to get to the love notes. Anybody watching from Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, or Rumble, I love you all. I adore you so much. Thank you for coming in and checking the show. That is called Live Love or Replay Love. How are you checking this podcast out? But these people I'm about to talk about, these people, they're different. They're my listening audience, and I love them very much. And so I always try to make sure that I have a way to show them love because, you know, support is real, and especially over there. And so I want to let them know how much I appreciate them. It is now time for the love notes. Why do we call this the love notes? Well, I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes. And now we call it love notes. And the reason being is because we used to bicker back and forth about this all of the time. He used to be like, it's called love. We went through it. But now we call it love notes. That's what we call it. Doc also used to say I had a size of, because I used to have a lot of papers. He said I used to have a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. I absolutely did not. But it was a lot of papers. But in all fairness, it was a lot of cities, states, countries, and territories in those papers. And that's why I had so many papers. But I don't do that anymore. Now we do this. Yeah, we do. First time here. Just thank you. Thank you for the love. I love you guys. You guys are amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I wish y'all could see me. I'm throwing up my hearts. Thank you for the love and support. You guys are awesome. Listen, I told y'all they come from far and wide. And so I always try to hold it down and I always try to show them love and I always try to show them how much I appreciate their support because they are freaking awesome man. You freaking awesome. And I felt so blessed to have, you know, the support that I have when I do this podcast. It's been a long, hard journey, but I'm still doing it. And I hope that you guys continue to come back and continue to show love and continue to support. And I try to improve as much as possible with each and every show. We have our stumbles. We have our problems. You know, we go through things. But we have our technical difficulties and all of that. But at the end of the day, I'm still going to do what it is that I need to do to earn your support. And so I love you so much. Thank you for all of the love. Okay, it's time for me to say the things. Like, join the conversation. You can do that by calling the number 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. I used to drop the link, but people were getting out of pocket with some of the things that they were doing, so I don't do that anymore. Let me know if that's something you guys would like me to do again. I will do it, but I am going to be mindful of who I let up on the camera, because some of y'all were out of pocket. It's one I think it's still up to, and unfortunately, I need to I don't know which show it was, but I kind of do, because it's like in the beginning when Doc first got here. I would like to add you guys in, but it's a scary world out here. It is. But anyway, for the meantime, if you would like to join the conversation, 443-551-5963, 443-551-5963, you can call in, you can text, or you could just drop a comment, and the text and the comment I will read live on the air, and the comments I will put on the screen. I will, I promise. I will, I promise. Now, I told y'all it's a lot of ways to contact me, but just a nudge. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us up on ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. And while you're over there, join the coffee community so we can have salacious to the living and taboo conversations. And I can pretty much cuss whenever I want to. There's no censorship, and I love that for me. I love non-censorship. So I just want you guys to go over there and join the coffee community, if you don't mind. And remember, I'm always going to want y'all to like, share, and helps us keep going around these parts. And, you know, I would appreciate it if you went and did that. Much love to our residential DJ, DJ Rukasey. He's amazing. I know we've been going through some technical difficulties lately, but he holds it down for us, and we appreciate him so much. He's extraordinary. And also, let us know how y'all feel about our Fire Friday mixes. We would like to know. He would like to know. I would like to know. We just like to know. So let us know. Okay. Go check out our website, other website. www.laboralebookkeeping.com, www.laboralebookkeeping.com. Listen, we've added new services over there this month. We're adding them. And the reason why we're adding them, because here in the United States, it is tax season. And so, and I have obtained legal permission from the IRS to now file taxes for people. So I love that. And listen, we service everybody in the United States, not just in the city that I live in, but all across the United States. So get in contact with us. You know, you need to ask me a question. As a matter of fact, you can shoot me an email at info@laboralebookkeeping.com. If you're on social media and you follow me on social media, there are links there. We are working to update the website so that you can just book right online. But yeah, so you need your taxes done. Let's talk about it. I'm ready. State of the art software so that I can perform these acts in constant contact with the IRS, because this is now a part of the services that we offer. So let me know and I will help you out. And it's going to be done accurately. And, you know, we're going to get it done and timely, because tax season is about to approach. Okay? Okay. Anyway, now that I've gotten all those things out of the way, I just thought I should say those things. It is now time for me to say the things that I really need to say at the end of every show, which is mind your business and stuff on a Media Monday, where I tell everybody's business because I am nosy and I want y'all to be nosy with me because it's fun. The type, and I try not to tell people's business, but because I am in my sporty bag right now, yeah, I'm sporty cat right now. I have been telling a lot of people's business, but it's cool. It's cool. It's always warranted, never intentional, except for when I'm in my sporty bag. The wiretap, if you have a case and I can pull it, or I can put together a nice show surrounding your case, I will definitely, definitely be telling your business. I will. Should not be a heinous, sinister, depraved, foul, disgusting, greedy, diabolical, heinous, sinister. If Doc was here, I would get better, Doc. Insidious individual. You should not be any of those things. Because if you are and you have a court case and I can pull it, or I can create a piece about it, I am. So just cut it out. Cut it out. Wet and Wired is more me and my personal business. And if things are still looking... I'm thinking I'm doing a Wet and Wired next Wednesday. But it's more of my business. So, and if Doc is here, his business too. Because it's only right. We can't tell everybody else's business and not tell some of ours. I have some good business to be telling lately too. So I think I will do a Wet and Wired episode next week. And if you make it on the... I know it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. If you make it on the episode of Cat Tales, I change everybody's name. Nobody will know it's you unless you decide to jump in the comments and start running your mouth. Or you call yourself approaching me about the situation, about telling the story. And then I will tell your name. I will. So just don't do that. And stay out of the comments, because as Doc would say, a hit dog will holler. So holler, bitch. But anyway, yeah, other than that, mind your business. It's a safe, very safe way to live your life. Minding your business is everything. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Tell your babies that they are amazing and the greatest of all times. They need that love. They need that support. They need that encouragement. And I'm an advocate for children, so for sure, I'm telling you, this is what you should do. This is exactly what you should do. If they want to work for NASA, tell them your best. Astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever the hell else they do over there. NASA, I don't know. I've never worked for them. They're opening back up, by the way, because they agreed to end the government shutdown. Now, we don't know how long that's going to last, but yeah. So NASA should be opening back up. Amongst other things. But if they do want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, whatever the hell else they do over there. I don't know. What I do know is you need to get yourself a telescope, a good one, not the kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with your perv. I'm talking about a good one. Comes with scopes, lenses, beams, maybe even the app. Mine does. Hi, Net Geo. And then it does require a little bit of assembly, but once you assemble it, take it outside and discover some stuff. Discover some good stuff. Maybe you discover the Northern Lights, the freaking asteroid a meteor, a comet, a hope, all of those three latter things that I just mentioned are going past you and not coming towards you, because that's like crazy work and scary. A planet that they say is not a planet anymore, but screw what they say. I say it's still a planet. You made me build a solar system when I was in school, when I was in my adolescent years. And so you can't, I just feel like, no, we're not changing it up to say it's a dormant star now. In my opinion, it's still a planet. Sorry, just I'm not changing my mind about that. Or perhaps this message, this part of the message is not for you. Perhaps you'll encounter some beings and they might decide to beam you up or down, because I don't know what that, or in the center, I don't know where they come from. And they might decide to probe you, perhaps. And so if they do decide to do these things, then this message is for them. I don't want to go. Leave me where I am. I'm cool. Unless you got a planet that's better than this planet, I don't want to go. I don't. Leave me where I am. Now, I do have a neighbor on the other hand. You can grab her any day now. I've been waiting for a minute now. You could just come pluck her right on up and take her with you and do what you need to do. But, yeah. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, engineer, because they have those as well. I don't know. They got a need for, I don't know what else they do over there in NASCAR. What I do know is they have a need for speed. And at one point in time, the muscle car was king. And baby, in my opinion, the muscle car will always and forever be king. So yeah, whatever it is that they want to do though, encourage some babies to be great at it. They need that love and support. And that's your job as a parent. Do your job, dumbass. Okay, it is now time for me to get to the things that I need you to know. Really, I need you to know these things. Stay in your lane. No, it's time for your fair warning. Let me do that first so you can know it's real. Hold on.
The following moments may contain explicit language.
Oh man, I'm about to go off. And I've been doing pretty good tonight. Stay the fuck in your lane. Your lane, my lane, not the same. Your lane is all the way the fuck over there. My lane is all the way the fuck over here. Stay in your shit. Not the same, babe. You jump in my lane, you're going to get something that you do not want to receive. I promise you. This is not a threat. This is a promise. You jump in my lane, it's going to get ugly. Do not break the glass. Do not push the button. Just stay in your lane, because if you do, you're going to get hurt. And, oh, baby, you don't want her. You don't want her. You don't want the roar. The roar is not nice. It's not nice. It ain't nothing nice. So just stay in your lane. You don't want the roar. You don't want that me. You want the nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly me. You want her. Meow. Yes, baby, you want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly. Plus, when you get her, you get a 2-for-1 special. Hey, you big purr, bitches. Hey, you big purr. Hey, you big purr. But you don't want that first one. She not nice. At all. Like, at all. Plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your lane and everything is calm, cool, and collected. You know? We like a peaceful life. We like our life to be on chill. We do. Pick and choose your battles wisely. And if you chose to be in my lane, then you did not pick your battle wisely. Pick and choose your battles wisely, because every battle is not a battle to be fought. I prefer to worry about the war over the battles. I'm not going to go too far in on this dude, but you don't want to be like Petty Boots, a.k.a. Baby Caligula, a.k.a. Little Boots, a.k.a. You don't want to be like that young man, because he didn't pick and choose his battles wisely, which is retarded. Dumb. Just stupid. And plus he lied anyway, because he said he studied battle raps for a living. Well, if you studied those things, then you should have started with the greats. The people who've done it the best. And speaking of those, one of which was these gentlemen, because they told us a long time ago that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. They said you can run, but you cannot hide forever in these streets that we done took. They said Baby Caligula, Little Boots, Petty Boots, Hey Drake, that you walking with your head down, and you absolutely are at this point in time in your life. Scared to look. They said you shook because ain't no such thing as halfway. Mama say mama sama maku sa. Mama say mama sama maku sa. Sorry, y'all. That is my podcast mantra. If Doc was here, he would say that's not what he says, but I don't care. I've been thinking that he said that my whole life, and I'm sticking to it. Worry about the war. Forget the battle. Don't worry about the battle. That battle means nothing. Live to fight another day so that you can win the war. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Man. Sheesh. And listen, be you, be amazingly you, be ambitiously you, be genuinely you, be authentically you, but at the end of the day, be you, be yourself. Even if they tell you that they hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, and the way that you... they hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, and the way that you dress. Two of those things, I say don't even worry about it. You can't help how you walk. That's the way you walk. That's just how you walk. The way that you dress, if you're going to be a dress weird, then be the best at it. Be the best dress weirdo ever. But the talking thing, you can help. Don't start lawsuits that you engaged, like for battles that you engaged in. Stop making up fake accents and just use yours, fam. And then just shut the fuck up. You don't need to be running your mouth, especially when you know you can't win anyway. So just shh, shh. Remember, what you eat don't make them shit, and what they eat don't make you shit either. It doesn't. It doesn't. That's why you gotta focus on you. You do. You can't make anybody happy. You can't. You can add to their happiness, but you can't make them happy. And in order to add to their happiness, they have to allow you to add to their happiness. Which means they have to work on their own happiness, because happiness starts with that. Now, if they allow you to sprinkle a little pixie dust and say think happy thoughts, then yeah, so be it. But you can't make people happy. You can't. You work on your happiness. That's where you start at. You came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself, baby, even if you are a twin. Suffer with the exception of those twins that I do not speak of, because I am not a doctor and I don't completely know how that works. I don't at all. And I'm not going to lie to you. I don't. Listen, no matter how much you try to fix whatever it is that they have an issue with, you won't. They'll find something else to nitpick about. I can't do that. I won't go. I can't go. Listen, I tell y'all all the time, that bitch Misery, she loves company. And she's not the kind of company I like to keep at all. I always tell her, no, bitch, I'm not going for it. I can't get with that kind of behavior. I don't like a miserable person. I don't. So you stay where you at, and I'm going to stay where I'm at, and we cool. You go over there with your miserable shit. Don't bring that shit over here. Just don't do it. Just don't. I don't need no parts of that. And lastly, dream big. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe, baby. Don't let anybody tell you that you cannot accomplish the things that you want to accomplish, because you can, no matter what they say. The only way that you can't do it is if you don't do it. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe and maybe hop into another dimension. And once you realize and visualize the dream, plan and execute, because that's the only way that it's going to happen. Nothing happens without hard work. Nothing. So you can make it happen. You got this. I believe in you. I really, really do. I believe in you. Make it happen. You got it. With that being said, it is now time for me to say goodnight. I want to thank you for joining, this episode of Wiretap. Thank you for tuning into Ambitiously the Podcast. Thank you. And next time, until next time, stay ambitious, stay informed, stay out of trouble. If you are going to get in trouble, hire a great attorney, because you're going to need it. And I love you guys, and I will talk to you hopefully tomorrow if nothing comes up. I don't know yet, but, you know, it's a lot going on in my world. Like I said, I love y'all. I'll talk to y'all later. I got to get up out of here. I love y'all so much. I got to go, though. I can't stay all night. I got school in the morning, and I got work tomorrow. I love you guys, and good night. Bye.
Hockey fans, can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.